This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. can now test several million daily coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge that's keeping track of the results. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that the differences remain with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, but that she was optimistic legislation could be pushed through before Election Day. Pelosi, the top elected U.S. Democrat, said she wanted a bill pass before the November 3rd presidential election between the Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but she also acknowledged that an agreement would have to come within 48 hours for that to happen. Brazil reported nearly 11,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 230 deaths from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry on Sunday. The South American country has now registered more than 5 million, in fact, 5.2 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll from COVID-19 has risen to more than 153,000, nearly 154,000, according to the ministry data, in the world's most fatal outbreak outside of the United States. And Panama is the latest country to offer travelers a COVID-19 test when they arrive at its main airport. It's a little less than a week after resuming international flights following a 7-month suspension due to the pandemic. The tests are meant to prevent the import of new cases.